And now, back to the show. Here's Jen and Truda.
Did you guys make things go boom last night?
Nope. Not at all. I watched TV. I never once got out of my pajamas. It was the most glorious day. We did nothing.
It's pretty fantastic.
Other than eat and watch movies.
That's patriotic. It was wonderful. And
I'm bold about that.
Our neighborhood was really quiet. I mean, even over the span of obviously fireworks are illegal in Johnson County, but normally you hear them anyway. Last night, the only time I heard anything was the corporate woods display, which is huge. And
no kidding.
Went from like 9:30 to 10.
Huh.
Other than that, nothing.
Is that right?
Silent.
Wow.
Shaylee said she slept 2 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, everywhere around me, because there was a fireworks stand, and so everyone decided, let's light everything up, and yeah, so that was great.
Yeah, yours is stark contrast to my neighborhood.
Yeah.
It sounded like Afghanistan.
Well, you're close to the Wyandotte County line, too. Like, you're kind of over in that area.
But the peak was about 8:50, and we had some friends over, and we had some fireworks. We got some stuff.
Yeah.
And we were out there, but it's at the peak about 8:45 or so to 9 o'clock, and it was just everywhere. And even the friends who are used to this kind of thing, we're laughing.
Yeah.
Going, my God, your neighborhood is just crazy.
My mom was looking out her window, and all of a sudden she saw something floating in her, like going into her tree, and she's like, what is that? And it was one of those giant floating lantern things.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Big. Like a big, she thought her tree was on fire. She's like, what's happening? Because it was orange.
Okay,
so then she's
like,
what's going on? And then she's freaking out. I'm like, Mom, you are in Wyandotte County.
Well, that's true.
It's going to happen.
It's the start of it all.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not far. I mean, we're about maybe a mile from the KCK line. So, you know, there's a fireworks stand on literally every corner up there in Bonner. It was great. Fantastic. Good stuff, too.
Joey, what happens over there in Lee's Summit? What's 4th of July like for you?
I mean, it was loud where I live, and I was trying to sleep, but I mean, I just got to drink and play games. It was pretty awesome.
That's pretty great.
That's not a bad deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's a good way to celebrate. Well, the commute back to almost full strength this morning, so welcome everyone listening early. We give you 10 items or less to start the show, as always, 6:10.
Speaking of fireworks, a Michigan man who thought it would be a good idea to use fireworks to get rid of bees saw his plan backfire. MLive.com reports Mike Tingley had hoped the smoke from the fireworks would force the bees out. The rockets instead blasted off and burned down the building Monday. Fortunately, he, his wife,
get rid of them.
Daughter, and home are okay. Indianapolis Colts will always be tied to cheating scandals, as they were the team that blew the whistle on the Patriots for the whole Deflategate scandal. But what if the high and mighty Colts weren't so squeaky clean? Sounds like that could be the case. Former Indy lineman Tarik Glenn just admitted to helping Peyton Manning cheat back in his rookie season. Glenn admitted to using illegal hearing aids to help Peyton Manning deal with crowd noise and get the calls out to his linemen. He says, we were playing on the road. It might have been Peyton's rookie year. It was really loud, and Peyton hadn't mastered the silent count, so Howard Mudd had us wearing these hearing aids that were supposed to muffle the crowd while projecting the quarterback's voice.
Isn't Peyton in a commercial? And let's look this up and fact check it. But didn't his rookie season go 3-10?
Yeah, it didn't work then. Not so much help.
That's why no one called it.
I guess, but I mean, it's a commercial that's on right now.
Right. Yeah, but using illegal stuff. Yeah, the stories continue.
But I just love that it was a hearing aid.
Yeah. Well, lest anyone in that league cast stones. You know,
right.
Really.
Joey Chestnut set a new record and is once again the hot dog eating champion. Chestnut wolfed down 72 dogs and buns to win the Nathan's annual hot dog eating contest for the 10th time in New York yesterday. That's a record number of hot dogs eaten for the competition, which takes place in Brooklyn every year on the 4th of July. That's your 10 items or less for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
More than 67% of U.S. travelers say this is a major motivation in picking where to go on vacation. What is it?
In Olathe, we start with Jessica this morning. Hello, Jessica.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Okay, what's your guess?
Is it a discounted rate?
I'm always looking for a good discount, but that's not the right one here.
All right, thanks.
Rocky in Kingsville. Good morning, Rocky.
Hi, how are you guys?
Doing well.
Good.
All right.
Nope,
why are we picking vacation?
The driving time or the distance it is to get there.
Oh, that's also an excellent guess, but not the right answer.
Darn it. Thank you.
In Topeka, here's Sean. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, guys.
All right. Why are we picking vacation the way we do?
Well, it depends on how much money I have saved up. Basically, like whatever you got in your checking or savings.
How much money you have. Another good guess, not the right answer.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, buddy. All right, let's go to Daniel here. Good morning, Daniel.
Oh, I have no idea.
Well, let's see.
A package deal, maybe.
You get a package deal. You get like a vacation tour.
Yeah, you know, things included. Like
sure. All-inclusive resort. Mm-hmm. Not the right answer. It has nothing to do with money. This is something that's a little more fun, I guess.
Okay.
If fun's the right word. Has nothing to do with money.
In Lee Summit, here's Michaela. Good morning, Michaela.
Hey.
What's your guess here?
Yeah, is it a free breakfast?
You're getting closer.
That's what makes my decision.
That's always how.
I gauge whether they come to work or not.
But you're real close. But again, if you eliminate the money part of that, we'll be right there.
Okay.
All right, there we go. 816-576-7102. Let's try one more here in Blue Springs. Sherry, good morning, Sherry.
Hello.
Hi there. All right, what do you think on picking vacations?
Whether or not you've been there before.
Oh, good guess, yeah. But not it.
You know the layout, you know the territory.
She was real close earlier when she mentioned breakfast.
Mm.
Go with that. Run that direction.
Okay. All right, 6:30 now. We'll get your guesses coming up here, plus Jen's working on entertainment news.
Ed Sheeran quits Twitter. We'll tell you why. And Kelly Clarkson snapping back at a fat shamer. What did she say?
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
More than 67% of U.S. travelers say this is a major motivation in picking where to go on vacation.
See if we can't wrap this up. We'll start with Cole. Good morning, Cole. What do you think?
Let's go with, I heard the clue earlier was breakfast. So I'm going to go with bed and breakfast.
No. Not it.
All right.
All right. Thanks, Cole. Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Hey, good morning. All right. So I'm going off of the clue. Is it restaurant?
It is local food. So, yeah.
Okay.
People are basing it based on the food in that area.
And the, Robert?
Yeah. And the number one city that people wanted to visit for the food is Paris.
Oh, of course.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. My birthday is Sunday. I turned 32, so this is awesome.
Oh, this is great. Well, what concert do you want to go to? You want to see Queen and Adam Lambert or One Republic?
I do. No, I want to see Queen and Adam Lambert. That's awesome.
Done. Perfect.
Nice.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, perfect for your birthday.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Ed Sheeran shared in an interview with The Sun that he's leaving Twitter. He says he's done dealing with internet trolls. He said, I've actually come off Twitter completely. I can't read it. Said, I go on it and there's nothing but people saying mean things. One comment ruins your day. Sheeran has more than 19 million followers on the social media platform. A lot of celebrities took to social media to show off their 4th of July celebrations. Christina Aguilera posted a picture draped in the American flag. Lance Bass enjoying some fireworks. Some fireworks at Dodger Stadium for him. Meanwhile, Kelly Clarkson on the 4th of July was shutting down a body shamer on Twitter yesterday. The singer snapped back at someone who tweeted at her, "You're fat." She tweeted back, "And still effing awesome."
Yes, you are, Kelly Clarkson.
And a marathon hockey game is over after a record-setting 11 days. The 11-day power play came to an end Monday morning in Buffalo, New York, after raising more than $1 million for cancer research. The event founder came up with the idea for the event after his wife died of cancer at age 35. The game started at 9 p.m. on June 22nd, wrapped up Monday at 8 a.m. for the record. The final score, 1,492 to 1,477.
Okay. Wow.
That's your entertainment news for Wednesday. Yes, it's Wednesday on The Show.
I actually have a buddy who knows somebody who played in that.
Really?
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they were, you said it was awesome. These guys have been practicing. In fact, he worked out for 7 months just to get ready for it.
Can you imagine 11 days worth of hockey? That tires me out just watching like a one, what do you call them?
A period.
I kept thinking session. I'm like, session isn't right. What is it in hockey?
You must be a huge fan.
I really can't imagine 11 minutes worth of anything either.
No.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So, dear, well, Shaylee, you may not remember Kato Kaelin. I don't know.
No.
Young millennial, you probably don't even remember the whole O.J. Simpson house guest.
I watched that series that they had.
Oh, the O.J. Yeah. So that's how you know Kato Kaelin.
Uh huh.
At the time,
and that's
happened.
How you figured out who the Kardashians were and everything, like where they came from.
Pretty much
put it all together. Well, so Kato Kaelin went to the Milwaukee Brewers game Monday,
And he ended up entering the 50-50 raffle. You know, you can do
which
that at
I
games.
Do every time at the Royals game.
You did not have the luck that he had. So Cato Kalin, along with his brother, sister-in-law, and a friend, spent $30 on the raffle, 50% of which goes to charity. The other 50% goes to the raffle winners. They won more than $12,000. What? $12,411 to divide amongst themselves. He said, we have to do the taxes right away, and after dividing it, the money won't go very far in L.A. I'll probably go grocery shopping at Whole Foods.
Oh, there you go. That we'll take it all.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. That's a good dinner there.
Hey, here's a Snapchat real quick. 816-576-7102. Text or call. What did you ever win that was kind of cool?
Do you know the most random contest I ever won was when I was in college and I was listening to the radio because I thought radio was the coolest thing ever.
Mm-hmm.
And they had you identify the song and it was Putting on the Ritz. And you had to name the artist. I call immediately. I get
so
through.
So it was the original Shazam.
And I was like, Taco! It's Taco! And I won. I'm not kidding you. Shaylee, you think sometimes we are running low on prizes? I won a 2-liter bottle of pop. I am not kidding you. And I went to college in Sterling, Kansas, which is a little tiny town about maybe a 40-minute drive from Hutchinson. I had to drive all the way to Hutch to pick up my 2-liter bottle of pop.
But you did it.
But I did it. Heck yeah, I did it.
All right, that's it. Go to Sunfresh. We're going to start giving away 2-liter bottles of pop.
Oh, my word. That's what you win for knowing this song.
That is fantastic.
Who knows this song?
In 1994.
Putting on the Ritz.
Who doesn't know this song? Millennial.
The same people that don't know Cato Kalin.
True.
That too.
I know who.
I'm trying to think of the... See, I never win anything, but when I do, it's completely random like that.
Yeah.
I won, likewise, from a radio contest, I won a lifetime subscription to Rolling Stone magazine.
Nice.
Which is how when I was 14 years old.
So,
which is...
You're still receiving it?
How I've had my love of music over my lifetime, but I have an issue with it, though. Because,
I see what you did there.
Yeah. On the deal, it says expires 2052.
Ooh, well, so they don't have a long expectancy for you.
Well, right. I mean, I should only, by counting the math, I should be like 72. And
no,
I said, well, wait a second.
Right.
That's a lifetime subscription. I'm going to call and take some umbrage with this.
4188 just texted, the best thing I've ever won is B&B tickets from you guys.
Aw.
There you go.
Oh, that's good.
We'll throw in a 2-liter bottle of pop, too.
Jeez. Your choice.
Let's not make promises we can't
that's
back
true.
Up.
That's true. Sorry,
okay?
My bad. JK. Super duper. Come, let's mix where Rockefellers walk with sticks
or umbrellas in the midst. Putting on the Ritz. This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Having a little Snapchat this morning at 816-576-7102 about the craziest things you've won.
Cato Kalin won over $12,000 at a Brewers game in the 50-50 raffle. From the text line, 8834 said, when I was 12 years old, I won a full-size pool table in a coloring contest. This was in the 60s, and what they thought a little kid was going to do with a pool table is beyond me. But it began my love of playing, and I got my picture on the front page of the local newspaper.
That's a random prize for a coloring contest.
That is, so
that is weird.
I mean,
clearly,
where?
It's going to be children entering,
you
right?
You hope.
I mean... Here you go.
Well, I don't know. At 37, I'd color a picture for a pool table.
Well, yeah,
I mean,
that's the prize.
That's right.
That's so great.
Can I color a picture like the Watson's
girl
pop, or something?
That's where the 2-liter pop should come in.
Mm. 8892 texted, I won a giant 6-foot stocking of fireworks when I was 6. My mom entered me. Nice.
Oh, sweet. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, we get some people on hold here. Again, 816-576-7102, the number you can text or call either one. And we'll start with Mary Kay in Olathe. Good morning, Mary Kay.
Good morning.
What was the best thing you won?
Well, the only thing I've ever won is a desk chair from an office supply place.
Oh, and how did you win that?
I worked for Blue Valley School District, and they had a raffle.
Nice.
I would love to have a desk chair. Mine has 3 wheels on four legs. So.
But, Jen, I was in Sterling, Kansas this weekend for the 4th of July.
Were you really? They do a huge 4th of July celebration there.
It is. We were in the parade.
Wow. Are you from there, or did you just went because you were in the parade?
My boyfriend's from there, and it was sweet. So.
Nice. Nice connection.
Anyway, yes, nice connection.
Thanks for the call.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
See, if she listens to the radio, she could win some pop there.
She could have won herself a 2-liter.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie, good morning. Welcome to the show. What was it that you won?
Well, I didn't win it. My husband won. He won Lollapalooza tickets.
And how did he win those?
He had to write, "I'm not Sinead," on his forehead.
Is this when Sinead O'Connor was missing for a while?
No, this was like in the early 90s. and she was at Lollapalooza.
Okay.
And he had to go to the radio station, and they wrote, "I'm not Sinead," on his forehead. And, oh, and they buzzed his head, ooh, which was no big deal because he has really short hair anyway.
Yeah.
But they buzzed his head to look like her, and he had to write, "I'm not Sinead," on his forehead. And we went to Lollapalooza, and it was in permanent marker.
So he had to keep it on during the show.
During the show, and we went to Lollapalooza and sat there, and then when he finally washed it off, it had sunburnt into his forehead.
Oh, that's the best.
But, and I do have a picture of him with that on his forehead holding the tickets. It was really funny.
That's funny.
Fantastic.
Thanks that's for awesome. The call.
Oh, no problem.
Have a
Bye.
Good day. Bye. See, we are missing out on some of these great old 90s radio contests. We need to bring back 2 liters of pop and shaving heads and writing a marker on people's faces.
This might be the best. 2368 texted, "I want a taco with the coin game at Taco Bell." It's the simple thing, Shaylee. That's all you need.
I've been just making this way too complicated. That's what it was.
Forget all these concert tickets and these trips. And I mean, we gave away $102,000. Who really wants that?
Yeah, $102,000. Come on.
All you need is a
Next
taco.
Next time, I'll just get you guys 10 tacos and everyone will be happy.
Done.
Dime bag of White Castle. We'll be good to go.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
So Tiger Woods is out of the woods for his issues with prescription pills.
Oh, sure.
Sort of. I mean, he says so. On Twitter, he posted saying that he has completed an out-of-state private intensive program to deal with his problem from his little arrest that happened back in May.
It's funny because his statement mirrored this.
"I am out here at Torrey Pines. I just met Tiger Woods. He is healthy. He's ready to go. We had a very long discussion about it."
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe I was wrong.
He dropped out of that tournament right after that.
Yeah, which was weird, right?
So, anyway, moving on. Maria Menounos just revealed she was battling a brain tumor, and she had a 7-hour surgery to get it removed. And it was a very weird coincidence because her mom is also battling brain cancer as well.
Oh, wow. I saw that she resigned from E and everything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The tumor was the size of a golf ball.
And she said she was slurring. She couldn't read the teleprompter. What a scary thing
and
to
she,
go through.
Well, she went in because she thought she had an ear infection. And the doctor said, "No, nothing's wrong with your ears. What else is happening?" She said, "I'm having bad headaches and migraines and was slurring and everything else." Hmm. And turns out she had a brain tumor.
Gosh.
But she's on the mend, but it can take almost a month or at least a month to heal. So she said she's going to be back soon. And then Mariah Carey, Jen, I would love to see you do this with your girls.
Oh, no.
She has 6-year-old twins, mm-hmm. Moroccan and Monroe.
Right.
They went swimming with nurse sharks.
Oh, okay.
You don't think that'd be a good idea?
It seems safe. I'm sure it's fine.
It's fine. Nurse sharks are considered super harmless and bottom dwellers, so they're probably not going to do anything.
Uh-huh.
But she took her 6-year-old twins.
Here's the difference.
You're having anxiety. You're actually sweating right now.
There's one of many differences between Mariah Carey and I. I can't afford to take my children swimming with nurse sharks unless it's like, "Hey, kids, look what accidentally happens to be where we are."
Right.
Right.
Like, we're in the ocean in Florida. Oops.
Yeah.
Well, look, she posted to Instagram the picture, swimming with sharks, perfectly normal.
I will say I went to pick up, you know, my biggest fear is snakes. I can't handle little tiny snakes, big snakes, anything. I go to pick up my kids from their summer program last week, and I'm not kidding you, my 7-year-old has a huge 6-foot snake wrapped around her neck.
Oh,
and it's
dreams.
Like dangling and dripping down her little tiny 7-year-old legs, and I'm like, is this okay? Is this supposed to be happening? They're like, "Oh yeah, she's just holding the snake." And I'm like, "No, I see that. Is it going to squeeze? It's a boa constrictor." My 7-year-old.
How close were you?
Ooh, I zoomed. That picture I sent you, that was zoomed in. I was nowhere near her.
Where were they?
She's doing a nature program for the summer.
Oh.
And she had they draped her in this huge snake.
It was like Britney Spears at the
VMAs. It was. It seriously looked like the Britney Spears video with, you know, without so much glitter. My kid was wearing more clothes than Britney and all, but I'm not okay.
That's why I stuck with basketball camp and vacation Bible school. I couldn't handle that.
Give me a heads up before you drape my kid in a boa constrictor.
Did she give you a hug afterwards?
Oh, she was so excited. She loved it. Every minute of it.
I bet they handle spiders, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no.
Gross.
Next year it's math camp. That's it.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
OJ's former house guest Cato Kalin went to the Milwaukee Brewers game Monday. Not only had fun, apparently he's a huge Brewers fan, but he did the 50-50 raffle and won over $12,000. Now, he said after taxes and splitting it with his friends, basically he was going to do some shopping at Whole Foods, and he figured that was going to take all of his money.
Does he live in Wisconsin now?
No, he's in L.A. That's why he was saying he'd go back to L.A. and the money wouldn't stretch very far.
Yeah.
I love that 50-50 raffle, though. I do, you know, and at the Chiefs game, no joke, because there's so many people. There's 80,000 people in the stadium. Yeah. You can go home with like 40 grand.
That's what I was thinking. When he said he won over 12,000, I was thinking it seems like a lot more.
Well, the baseball ones are typically smaller.
Yeah.
Typically, a Royals game probably gets you about 12. Because it's 24, you split it in half. But at the Chiefs games, so $5 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might take home 30, 40,000.
One guy who was at this Brewers game tweeted, "I'll sleep well tonight knowing that 50 cents of my money spent at Miller Park today went to charity and 50 cents of it went to Cato Kalin."
Let's go to the phone because we have Michelle from Green Valley on hold. And I think that she has one of the greatest stories. We were asking you this morning, what is like the most random thing that you have ever won? And Michelle's got a pretty good one. So, Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
What did you win?
Oh, back in the early 90s, like 91, 92, I won to be an extra on Will Smith's Summertime video.
What?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
What did you do?
The absolute worst part is they had it all as a secret location, and they were going to call us back with the location on where to meet. And they were doing some work on our phone lines, and I never got the call. So
No.
I didn't get to go. It was like the worst near miss. I missed it.
So obviously this wasn't in Kansas City, right?
No, I lived in California at the time, and I was a 99th caller, and this was back before redial. So I was committed to winning that prize.
Oh, no. You could have been in the background forever dancing to Summertime.
I could have. I even got my funky fly fresh clothes
you did.
To wear. And
that's the saddest story of the day.
Oh, I know. Do I win a prize? No, I'm just kidding.
We give her a 2-liter pop to make up for it.
How about you want to go see, what is it, Material Girl at Voodoo Lounge?
Ooh,
we can put you on the guest list for that.
Yeah, we do a little ladies' 80s night out at the Voodoo.
Oh, it's tickets. We'll get you some tickets for that.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, it's no Summertime, but it's something.
You guys rock. Thank you so much.
No, you're very welcome. All right, hold on for 1 second, Michelle. We'll get you hooked up there. I was trying to think of the most random thing that I possibly won. And I remember, so I had just turned 21 in the Have a Nice Day Cafe here in Westport.
Uh-huh.
You had to put your business card in. You could win a free VIP party.
Sure.
So they call me, and I'm all excited. I can take 20 friends with me to the Have a Nice Day Cafe.
Huge.
We all load up one Friday night. We go in there, and I realize that they called everybody who put their name in the fishbowl.
Right.
And it was Dixie cups of beer and some like cold chicken tenders.
But was it free?
But it's totally free.
Oh,
it's, as a 21-year-old, I was ecstatic. I'm like, yes. It's great.
Dixie cup.
I didn't have to pay for anything. It was fantastic. Like, this party's on me. And the great part is, all of us, they put their cards in the fishbowl. And so every week, somebody we knew would win.
Oh, that's
just
smart.
I think we just went every week for the entire summer for free.
Who cares how small the cups of beer are at that point?
That's all right.
They were free anyway. You can go through 30 of them.
That's like the greatest thing ever. So excited.
This is the official podcast of the show with Jen and Truda.
Just because we get around. Talking about my generation.
The generations match and clash in Gen X versus Millennial.
We've already learned this morning that Shaylee only knew Cato Kalin because of documentaries about O.J. Simpson. She's too young to remember it all when it happened.
Mm-hmm.
We will quiz her.
Yep.
As she takes
she didn't know who Taco Puttin' on the Ritz was. That won you a 2-liter of Coke back in the day.
That's my first radio win.
I still
right
don't
there.
Understand.
All right, let's get a contestant on the phone to play against Shaylee.
In Kansas City, Jenny, when were you born?
1971.
Perfect. All right, Jenny, I'm going to start with Shaylee. Let's see if she can answer this. What pop star had a number one hit in 1987 with I Think We're Alone Now?
Ooh, yeah.
I feel like this should be easy, but right. It's easy to me because that was my era.
Mm-hmm.
1987. This was a huge
number one. I know this because it was on a Full House episode.
Uh-huh.
Tiffany?
Tiffany, yes.
Oh, man, right?
There you go. Wow. 1 point for Shaylee. One, because you got one right. You get 1 point.
Bad
over to Jenny. Jenny, name two women who have co-hosted The Talk on CBS.
Whoopi Goldberg.
That is incorrect. Whoopi is on The View. We are talking about The Talk on CBS.
Oh.
You know, the show that's exactly like The View on a different network.
Right. I was in the right era there.
Yes. Very famous.
Ugh, I can't think of it.
Singer's wife.
Sharon!
What was that?
Nobody knows.
His terrible
sneezing.
I was
sneezing.
Osborne impression.
Sharon!
Oh, Sharon Osborne.
Hey, that's one.
All right.
That's one. Who sits next to Sharon? Any ideas? There have been a few because a couple of them just did the first season and then left, and then they brought in some new women.
Yeah. Wasn't one like a football wife?
Yes.
Or...
Yes.
Yes. I'm trying to think of her name.
She had three names.
Is Candace Cameron Bure?
No, she was on The View.
That's
she guest hosted.
Too, huh?
She's guest hosted before,
but not co hosted.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
I can't think of her name.
Big Brother.
Shaylee, can you steal?
Ayesha Tyler.
Yes, she's another one. Yeah. Julie Chen, Sarah Gilbert, Sharon Osbourne, Holly Robinson,
Sarah
Pete.
Sarah Gilbert, that's what it was.
Yeah. Leah Remini also did a season. Cheryl Underwood. All right. Over to Shaylee. What brand of underwear is Marty McFly wearing in Back to the Future?
How in the heck am I supposed to know?
Oh, everyone knows
because
the answer to this.
Very iconic.
What brand of underwear is Marty McFly wearing?
I don't know.
Any guesses? Pick a brand, any brand.
Calvin Klein.
Are you serious right now?
Did I get it right?
Oh, God, are you nuts? She just pulls these out of thin air.
Why do you
I still have never watched
it. You've got a big bruise on your head. I've never seen purple underwear before, Calvin.
Calvin, why do you keep calling me Calvin?
Well, that is your name, isn't it? Calvin Klein? It's written all over your underwear. Oh, I guess they call you Cal.
No, actually, people call me Marty.
All right, 1 point for Shaylee by accident.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's amazing.
Jenny, to you, we are going to play a song. You have to name the title or the band, okay?
Okay.
Do you know who sings that song or the name of it? You're playing for One Republic tickets coming to Sprint Center this weekend. One Republic is the band you will win tickets to see if you get
One Republic.
One Republic!
Oh,
yes! 4,000 points for that correct answer.
Whoa.
And now we have a winner.
4,000.
Shaylee, that's how the system works.
But I got two right.
I know, but sadly, you don't win.
Oh.
Jenny, congratulations.
And they're throwing a little bit in the caller's favor, so.
The tickets are yours.
Thank you.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.
Celine Dion getting naked for Vogue magazine. Covered only by her own arms and legs, the backstage picture shows a completely naked Celine between outfit changes for a recent show. She's sitting on a chair, resting her left hand on her cheek, her face cheek, and covering her bare torso with her arms and her legs. She's 49. She looks amazing in this picture, and I don't think it's been retouched or edited. Like, it looks pretty, it looks real. And she looks
She's
good.
Like, I want you to draw me like one of your French girls, Jack. Wearing this and only this.
Ed Sheeran shared in an interview with The Sun that he's leaving Twitter. Says he's done dealing with internet trolls. I've actually come off Twitter completely. I can't read it. He said, I go on it and there's nothing but people saying mean things. One comment ruins your day.
He has more than 19 million followers on the social media platform. A bunch of celebrities took to social media to show off their 4th of July celebrations. You had Christina Aguilera posting a picture draped in the American flag, Lance Bass enjoying some fireworks at Dodger Stadium, and then you had Kelly Clarkson, who was shutting down a body shamer on Twitter yesterday. So someone had tweeted to her, "You're fat," which, hello, why are you just ridiculous?
That's why it's worthless.
So right. They said, "You're fat," and she tweeted back, "And still effing awesome." Kelly
well,
wins.
Good for her.
That's yes. A mic drop for Kelly. Yeah. KC there.
Exactly. Are we calling her KC now?
Oh, we're friends. Yeah.
Are we besties with Kelly
Well,
Clarkson?
I am. I don't know about you.
That's your entertainment news for Wednesday on the show.
This is the official podcast of The Show with Jen and Truda.